Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
All right, guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Sweet, Sweet Garbage. This week, we're going to wrap up our Michael Douglas obsession, and we're ending it with A Perfect Murder, and that was made in 1998. And yeah, Bailey, do you want to go into a little synopsis of that?
So A Perfect Murder is about a wealthy Wall Street speculator discovers that his wife has a lover. He investigates him and uses the carrot and stick to make him murder his wife. Plan to detail, it seems like a perfect murder.
Yeah. So actually, it wasn't until after I watched the movie and I was like reading about it a little bit that this is actually like a loose remake of Hitchcock's Dial M for Murder. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. So I guess there was this like this point in the 90s where they were kind of remaking Hitchcock movie.
Yeah, at least this isn't a shot for shot remake of a Hitchcock movie. So like, at least there's a new take on it. You know, it's not Gus Van Sant's Psycho, but yeah, it's
right. Well, so I kind of liked this movie.
Yeah, I thought in the beginning it dragged a little bit, like when Michael Douglas like confronts Viggo Mortensen for the first time. I was just like, oh God, get to the point. So like once we got past that and, you know, Viggo is like, sure, I'll kill my girlfriend for $500,000. So once we get into that, the movie like really takes off. And yeah, I found it to be enjoyable. It somehow has a 56% on Rotten Tomatoes when Disclosure has a 59, which, I mean, I'll just never understand that. But because yeah, this was wow. Just, whether or not it's like a good movie or not, this movie was at least enjoyable.
Right. Because, I mean, there was a certain point during Disclosure where I was just like, I want this movie to be over. Just cut it out.
Yeah, this movie at least had entertaining elements to it. You know, I was invested.
Yeah, I think like the, it's exactly what you said when the, you know, when Michael Douglas and Viggo Mortensen, when they're actually like getting into the murder, I was like, ooh, this is exciting.
Yeah. And the fact that like, I don't know, it's just like, I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow's character just needs to pick better men in her life because these are two shitty men. Like the one that she's married to is like way old. Like I literally Googled their ages at this point. Dude, Michael Douglas is 53 in this movie and Gwyneth Paltrow is 25.
Oh,
like,
man.
What the shit? That's like obscene. Like at least like Glenn Close is kind of age. They're like the same age. So at least in like, but now it's like as he's been getting older, he's progressively like banging way younger chicks.
He's like a like a classy version of Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. Yeah, like they all stay the same age.
You know, that's what I love. It's like, well, at least she's 25, but and not like 17.
Yeah,
you know?
Not in high school.
You freak. But yeah, and then Viggo's 39, so she's just, like, into older men, like, in this movie, clearly, like.
Which, nothing wrong with that. Viggo Mortensen in this movie.
Oh, he's so hot in this movie.
Very hot.
Yeah, like, the hair, the longer hair works for him, like, they're both awful men, though, so.
No, it's like, crazy.
It's like, as much as I'm like, oh, Viggo's sexy, at the same time, I'm like, he literally does not need any convincing to, like, but then he's we'll get into it. But then, of course, like, he's like, sure, I'll kill her. But he's not, he's too much of a pussy to actually do it.
He wants the money. He doesn't care about not seeing her ever again, really. But he can't actually pull the trigger.
Yeah, he's, like, okay with, like, knowing that she's gonna die. But we have that moment where, you know, he thinks that she's dead. And he's, like, kind of, like, he's also creepily obsessed with her, too. Like, he has, like, article clippings that he's kept of her. Like, all of his drawings seem to, like, be of her. So he's, like, her, she's like his muse, but at the same time, he's like, oh, okay, for $500,000, yeah, it's fine. I never need to see you again, and I can just, like, take this money and leave. Like, but he seems like he's tortured about it at one point, and I'm like, fuck you. I'm not supposed to feel, I don't want to feel sympathy for you at all. Like, we shouldn't.
I don't know. That scene made me so mad. You're super tortured. Oh.
You know, you could have said, no, dude, I am in no way killing her. Like, instead of being like,
you fucking crazy.
Sure, I'll do this. And then at one point, I remember, like, when he's like, okay, I'll give you $100,000 now and $400,000, like, after she's dead. And then at one point, he's like, well, I have this $100,000. Like, how do you know that I'm not just going to leave? He's like, because there's $400,000 more coming. He's like, yeah. Like, kind of, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, no, I would have just taken the money and been like, yo, your man wants me to kill you. Like, let's do something. Let's flip the script or something on him. Like, instead of like, nah, I'll just, like, I'll figure out how I'll, like, hire somebody to, like, murder her.
It was interesting to me finally watching something that is actually Michael Douglas being the villain.
Yes, that was nice. Like, we're not supposed to, like, we're supposed to be like, and it was kind of cool seeing him the villain, because, like, while he is, like, the villain, he's still supposed to be the person that, like, he's our, the person that we're, like, supposed to be like, oh no, like, Alex is ruining his life, or this, that, like, we're supposed to feel for him. In this one, we're like, no, this dude is straight evil. So it's kind of cool to, like, see him like that.
Yeah, yeah, no ambiguity at all.
no, he is the bad person in this movie. Like, and Gwyneth Paltrow is just very naive.
Oh, man, she plays it so dumb.
Yeah, oh. Like, I'm glad she finally catches on, but there's one point where it's, like, Michael Douglas actually perfectly, like, you gotta give him credit to, like, make her believe that, you know, everything is, like, on Viggo. Like, he, like, weaves it really well that she, like, believes him. But at the same time, I'm like, wait, does she believe him? And then I'm like, no, she's, like, 100% believes him.
Right.
And I thought he was going to get away with it at one point. I was like, oh my God, he's going to, like, get away with this.
Yeah, no, I thought so too. I mean, I really thought it was going to end with him finding a way to just kill her.
Yeah, or just being like, I thought at least at the end, it was like, well, if she believes, like, that he did this, that she's gonna be afraid to, like, ever cheat on me. So, like, because I think he does, like, in his weird sadistic way, he maybe doesn't love her, but he loves to control her. He loves the idea of, like, a 25-year-old that he can control and all that. So I think, like, because the motivation, he has no motivation to, like, murder her outside of him finding out that, like, oh, she's cheating on me, so now this is the perfect way for me to get money and to be like, bitch, this is what you get for cheating on me. So I think he does in his own weird way love her. So I think at the end of this, as if he won, he would have thought that he would have finally had his perfect life, because she would be just too afraid to, like, ever cheat on him at this point.
Right. But then that's the thing, is when she finally figures everything out, I'm glad we got that moment where she finally, like, fights back.
Yes. Fine, yeah, which was good, because at some point I was just like, oh God, are you gonna fall for this? I was like, oh, please tell me she's not gonna fall for this.
Right, because, I mean, for most of the movie, I found her to be kind of blando, like, I wasn't.
Yeah, and what gets me is that I'm going into this movie, like, really not knowing much about it, so I'm like, oh, okay, cool, she's 25 and she's married to, like, 53, and granted, Michael Douglas can still get it at, like, 53, he, like, still looks good, sure. So, like, it's not like she's marrying a dog shit ugly 53-year-old, but she's fucking, like, a really hot 39-year-old, so, like, she's, in my mind, that would be a win-win, but it's not like she's with Michael Douglas because he's rich, she's super rich, that's part of his motivation, is to get, like, the $100 million that she will get like that he will get, you know, because she didn't sign a prenup. Also, was she so in love with him that she was like, oh, wait, because he apparently said to her, he was like, because I remember her friend was like, well, like, there's a prenup, right? Like, you're not a complete moron. And she's like, well, he asked if we wanted to do a prenup. And I said, no. So I'm like, he was willing to like marry her and because he had his own money, but at the same time was willing to marry her and not get any of her money. But then she's like, we don't need a prenup. We're so in love. I'm like, what the fuck happened between whenever you married Michael Douglas to when you started sleeping with Viggo Mortensen? Like, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. And I did feel like I wanted to see more of that, or at least hear about their courtship a little bit, because to me that sounds a little manipulative, him being like, oh, I'll sign a prenup if you want.
But that's not what I feel like how it went down, though, because the way she made it seem was like he was like, no, I will totally sign a prenup, and she's like, oh no, we don't need one.
By the time we got to their actual marriage, you're just like, well, they don't seem to really like each other.
Yeah, for sure. Like, especially, like, it opens up with, like, she's like, oh, I'm gonna wear this dress. And he's like, no, wear this one. And it was like, okay, well, he's clearly controlling, which I am like, I don't know why she just wouldn't have left him, though. Like, outside of, like, but she's not thinking in her mind that, oh, this guy's gonna murder me. Like, so why did she just not be like, bye, dude? It had to be, like, there had to be this event where somebody breaks in, she kills that person, and, like, then, you know, everything sort of, like, the dominoes fall for her to be, like, to her mom, I'm gonna leave my husband. It's like, dude, you should have left your husband potentially years ago. I don't know. I don't know how long they've even been married. Like, she's only 25, but I think she's supposed to be older than 25.
Right, probably. Because I don't think they ever talk about it.
Yeah, like, we know. It's blatantly obvious that she's considerably younger than him, but...
Yeah. But at that point, too, maybe she doesn't want to leave him because of the prenup. Or lack of prenup.
But then at the same time, you're that rich. Get yourself a good fucking ass lawyer. He's not going to get a goddamn penny.
No, that's true. And especially with, like, the whole bad business investments, like...
Yeah, he wasn't going to get a dime. He needed to murder her. But that's what's funny, too, is that he's thinking, she cheated on me. Now I have to murder her rather than she cheated on me. We don't have a prenup. I can prove that she cheated on me. I'm getting money.
Right.
was just, like, so, like... at the end, we got the whole, like, well, if I can't have you, no one can type thing.
Of course,
so you're like,
of
okay, course. But the thing is, we didn't see him controlling enough, I think.
Or being super, super obsessed with her.
Yeah. Had we seen that, then it's not like I was ever on Michael Douglas' side, but he is still so charismatic that you're like, oh, is he going to get away with it? Like, oh, okay. So we never saw him be, like, evil enough until, like, the final 2 seconds of the movie for us to be like, oh, fuck him. Or we didn't see him, like, be, like, had we seen him be, like, super sweet, the audience maybe would have been kind of on his side a little more. If you were like, oh, this is, like, a really nice guy that just got cheated on and now he's like, you know what, fuck this bitch, I'm a killer. Like, instead, it's like, I don't know, there's, like, he's... seems abusive, but is he? Like, I don't know. Or he passes these little comments, but then at the same time, I'm like, girl, leave him.
Right. Well, it kind of had, like, the same vibe a little bit as that Julia Roberts movie.
I didn't see it, but was it Sleeping with the Enemy? Is that movie?
Yeah, Sleeping with the Enemy. So that one, though, in the first 10 minutes, he, like, beats her up and, like, you know, tells her what to wear, and it's, like, kind of like the Invisible Man a little bit.
Yeah, like, we understand. And we understand, like, how hard in the Invisible Man it is for her to leave him. This one, and I understand, like, you can't say, like, oh, you can just leave them. But at this, and what we've witnessed, like, she could have just fucking left him.
Right. But if maybe they had gone the other way, and, like, showed a little bit more, we would have seen why she's not leaving him.
Yeah, and I would have been like, oh, like, yeah, you know, in The Invisible Man, you're like, oh, like, she has to sneak out at, like, 4 a.m. She had to kind of, like, drug him. Like, she's terrified. She can't leave him.
It was such a good, like, opening to a movie, The Invisible Man. It was such a good movie.
Invisible Man was so good. Like, I didn't know what to expect, and I was like, shit, this is a good movie.
Yeah. I'm like, I want Elizabeth Moss to be in more shit.
No shit. I was like, this movie, like, and then COVID hit. So, like, I was, like, ready for this movie to be, like, what was going to make her a movie star. And then the movie is just shut down. So I'm like, oh, maybe this is, like, oh, you know, it's, like, something star. Something does not want Elizabeth Moss to be a movie star, you know? But, yeah, you're right. Like, this movie, I think it needed, I don't know, it needed to Michael Douglas to be more evil. Like, and it's okay to make Michael Douglas evil. Like, that's what, because, like, I could be wrong. I'm not super familiar with Michael Douglas. But at this point, like, had he really played a true villain at this point? Or were we just like, oh, shit, like, this is, but it seemed like they were almost afraid to truly make him awful.
Right. But again, it does seem, yeah, I don't know. Let me go on IMDb real quick.
And it's interesting, too, because apparently, like, and I think had there was an alternate ending to this, but not in the way of, like, you know, Fatal Attraction's alternate ending. There was an alternate ending where all of the dialogue was the same, but apparently he doesn't, like, you know, how at the end of the movie, he, like, pretty much, like, grabs her and, like, throws her across the room, and he's showing true physical abuse. Apparently he doesn't do that at all in the other alternate ending, and she just shoots him, and then she makes it look like he attacked her. So, like, that would have been an even more of a, oh, Michael Douglas really isn't that bad of a guy had you had that ending. So I'm glad we had this ending where we, like, saw him kind of snap a little. But yeah, it was like, yeah, we haven't gotten really an evil Michael Douglas yet, maybe ever. And maybe try that. It'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I feel like the only one that I can think of is probably Falling Down.
Yeah, or, like, he was a dick in Wall Street, but it wasn't like he was...
Yeah, but he was, like, kind of like a sexy jerk.
Evil, but he's not, like, totally the, like, this villain person that's beating his wife and is abusive towards his wife.
I do wonder if it is something that he fights against a little bit, because you hear about all that stuff that he did with Basic Instinct.
Which is so funny that he, like, was like, oh yeah, like, let's not make my character queer. Fuck that. No. But then he makes Behind the Candelabra, where he's, like, the gayest of gay, like, icons, like, ever. So it's, like, the progression of his career, like, in the 80s, he was like, no way am I remotely gonna play somebody gay. And then he's like, you know what? This could be a really interesting opportunity. I will have sex with Matt Damon. Like, it's so funny.
But I wonder if it has something to do with, like, the bisexual aspect as opposed to the fully homosexual. Because I do think, like, bisexual still gets, like, a weirder vibe for guys than just being full gay. I'm glad they went with the original. Not original, like, this newer ending. Where, like, we finally see him, like, snap and, like, throw her across the room.
And she gets sort of her moment to, you know, like, but she, like, smacked him good. That's the thing that always bothers me in movies, is this, like, oh, you get them once and they're a little, like, woozy. Keep hitting them and keep hitting them, and, like, then you don't have them come back and hit you again.
Right.
Like, but yeah, she has that moment of, like, she smacks him, and then that's when he is like, and he throws her across, like, a good throw.
I'm like, I get that she's, like, kind of a lithe woman, but she, like, it was like a football.
Yeah, like, she went, like, boom across the room. I was like, dang, Michael Douglas is still strong in his 50s. Whew.
What would you say is your batshit moment?
I think it wasn't, like, a batshit moment, because, like, I saw it coming, like, a mile away based on, you know, like, the placement of the camera, like, when we see the woman. Like, so the thing is, like, Michael Douglas sets up this elaborate plan with Viggo Mortensen to, like, break into the house and kill her. But, of course, Viggo Mortensen does not tell Michael Douglas that, oh, by the way, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to hire someone to do it. But I saw that, like, I was like, oh, this clearly is not Viggo Mortensen. Like, so they're struggling. And, like, Michael Douglas just apparently thought he was married to this frail little woman. She, like, fights back good, and he's, like, choking her out, and she grabs a meat thermometer and just jabs it in his neck. And, like, I saw that coming, especially because, like, right before, you know, that scene, you have they're super wealthy, too, like, super, super wealthy, that they have, like, a chef. So, like, this woman is, like, preparing this, like, meat thing. I'm not sure what it was, but it looked good. And you see her with the meat thermometer, and then she wipes it and she puts it in the kitchen sink. So this woman doesn't even clean up after herself. But saved her life. So anyways, so like that, I don't know if it was like bat shitty because like I saw it coming, but I was kind of like, yay. Cause I was like, oh, she's definitely going to stab like the intruder with that meat thermometer. But I was still like, yeah, cool. And yeah, so it's like, there weren't really like over the top, like crazy moments. Cause this movie pretty much was like very like rooted in realism. It, like, you know, nothing was too over the top, but I think that was more of like a woo moment for me. I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, I feel kind of the same way where nothing really like took me by surprise.
Yeah.
But I want like that scene at the end where Gwyneth Paltrow finally like kills Michael Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Shoots him good with the gun.
Yeah. And I was like, I was very satisfied.
Yes.
Like it was like a yay moment for sure.
No, true. Yeah. And like, and I like that she's able to like, because we know she's not stupid. One, she's like about to inherit like $100 million like when her parents die. So she does not need to ever work. But she doesn't, not only does she works at the UN. She speaks multiple languages. We see her speak multiple languages throughout the movie. So she's a very accomplished and highly intelligent person. So when we see her finally put like the pieces together, because like Michael Douglas, like instead of just like giving Viggo Mortensen the extra $400,000 and just like letting him leave, because he clearly has no care to ever be with Gwyneth Paltrow again, he's like ready, he's like on a train and he's like, I'm gonna go to Montreal. So Michael Douglas is like, I can't have that. So he gets onto the train, he stabs the shit out of like Viggo Mortensen, and Viggo's like, oh no, I also mailed like my blackmail tape to her. So Michael Douglas gets there, he believes that he like has it, he's like, I got the tape, I'm gonna put it in my safe. But then she notices like a disheveled bag from Barney's New York. She opens it up, sees that there's like nothing in it. And then so she's like, well, I'm gonna like see what's in the safe. Goes in the safe because he's stupid. His safe is clearly their wedding anniversary. And then she finds the tape, she listens to it. And then so I was like, I'm glad she at least like put like the pieces together to then be like, no, dude, use a dick. Because at that point, had she not, had he done something better with that bag, their life would have, her life probably still would have been horrible because he would have still been an abusive asshole. But like he would have totally have gotten away with it. So I'm like glad that there, she was at least picking up on the pieces. And who knows if she would have picked up on the pieces like a month, a year, 5 years from then. But at that moment, it was that moment. And then she not only was like, I listened to the tape. She had time apparently to listen to the tape. And he was in the shower for not that long, and also get his gun to then like blow him away.
Like you said, like it's a good thing we finally got to see her do that, because up until this point, like I didn't really care about her character.
Yeah it took the final 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, and like it was like, it's a good punchline because I was like, oh fuck yeah, like you showed him.
Yeah. And then he has that moment where like he throws her and he's like, yeah, he does the whole like, well, if I can't have you, like no one can. And then she's like, oh yeah, bitch, boom. And like shoots him. And like at first she like gets him in the arm, and then he tries to like attack her again, and then she's just killed two men in like the span of like 5 days. So it's been a week for Gwyneth Paltrow.
I know, that's true. I'd like to see a sequel where now she's just like some badass.
Yeah, she's just like a for hire hit woman. Yeah, she, you know,
becomes like a vigilante. Yeah.
She's just like, nope, just I'm not gonna get my 100 mil, I'm just gonna like kill men now.
Yeah. It's like, that's fine. I'm gonna kill fucked up asshole husbands.
Right. That is an interesting sequel. I like it. Yeah. Where would you put it on your garbage scale?
Squarely in the middle at garbage. Just because, like, and that's not a bad thing. It's just I don't know that I will ever watch this movie again.
Yeah. Like that's the interesting thing with movies where you're like, oh, sure, I thought this was a bad movie, but I also would totally watch it again. Like, perfect example is that, is the remake of Endless Love is fucking awful. Have I seen that movie like 10 times? Fuck yeah, I have. Yeah, so garbage does seems like a fair rating. I agree with that. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. I don't think it warrants rewatchability. Michael Douglas, we got to know you this month.
We did. Quite a bit, you know? We've seen you be the abusive asshole. We've seen you be the guy that cheats on his wife. This is the interesting, though. This was him getting cheated on. Not finally. Cheating. It was flipping. We were flipping. The women were like, I'm going to cheat on you.
So, yeah. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode.
Catch us then. Bye.
Bye. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.